Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment, Chandu, the magician. Would you like to make magic your hobby? Want to do magic tricks just like Chandu? Then send today for Chandu's first magic trick offer. Chandu calls it the Assyrian Money Changer, and it changes pennies into dimes right before your eyes. You can have this trick for your very own by sending 25 cents and a White King box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. You take a penny from your pocket or handbag and lay it on the table. Cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. Then remove the block while everyone watches closely. And behold, in place of the penny, there's a silver dime. Begin your collection of Chandu's magic tricks with this thrilling Assyrian money changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to this address, Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. Chandu will send you his Assyrian money changer, postpaid, complete with instructions. Send for Chandu's Assyrian money changer tonight. Frank Chandler, known in the Far East as Chandu the Magician, has been warned by his teacher, the Yogi, that he must give up his hope of returning to California, that a dangerous mission to a small Balkan country must first be completed. Later, at a Paris hotel, Chandler is visited by Anton Gerdek, who first offers him a bribe to withdraw from his diplomatic appointment, and then threatens his life if he refuses. To learn the identity of Gerdek's superiors, Chandler leaves the hotel with him and does not return. Meanwhile, in California, before Dorothy Regent can decide whether or not to join Chandler in Paris, her husband, Robert Regent, has received an offer to work there on a secret invention. Their decision is hastened by a mysterious explosion in Regent's laboratory and the discovery that their new gardener is a man formerly in the employ of the sinister Roxor. Now, 10 days later, Dorothy, Bob, and Betty are in the sitting room of their suite in a Paris hotel. It is night. Chandu, the magician.
Now, Mom, all we're going to do is walk around a while.
Oh, yes, Mother. Just think, our first night in Paris. And we have to sit here doing nothing.
We might at least go out someplace for dinner.
You know, I've ordered dinner sent up here, Bob.
Oh. But why? Oh, look out the window, Mother. The lights of Paris. Oh, please, let's go out.
Not one step until Uncle Frank comes.
Oh, we don't know when that'll be. Anyway, how will he know where we are?
Well,
it's pretty funny he'd get us all the way over here and not even tell us where to meet him. What if he's still in India?
Well, I am beginning to wonder if we should have come just on the strength of what I heard that day in California. Or thought I heard.
Mother! Do you mean you just imagined you heard Uncle Frank's voice? You said you were sure.
I was sure at the time. And then your father was so upset when he recognized Marco, I was glad of any excuse to come away with him.
Gosh, yes.
But now that we're here and there's no word from Uncle Frank, well, I just don't know.
I'm glad we got this far at least before you began to wonder.
Yes, but...
Oh, I know. After dinner, let's get Daddy to go out with us. We can leave word at the desk.
Oh, Betty... You know your father mustn't be seen in Paris.
Well, why not, for Pete's sake?
Oh, dear, I thought I told you. But nobody's supposed to know what he's doing.
Huh?
Well, why do you suppose he stayed in our stateroom on the ship?
Oh, I thought he was working on something. He comes up for air so seldom, I never gave it a thought.
Was that why we didn't fly, Mother? So nobody'd see Daddy?
Why, of course. And I hope neither of you said anything about him to anyone on the ship. Didn't I tell you not to?
Well, I guess you were pretty upset yourself, Mother.
Gosh, I don't know whether I said it. Oh, maybe that's Uncle Frank.
Oh, it's just dinner.
Entree, s'il vous plaît. Or put the table over here by the window.
Oui, madame.
C'est bien, merci. We'll serve ourselves.
Merci, madame.
Oh, well, After what happened at home, I don't trust anyone.
I don't blame you, Mom.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'll see who it is.
Mother, it's a French soldier.
Uncle Frank.
Hello.
You look absolutely colossal. I didn't know you.
Frank, I'm so glad to see you.
How are you, Dot? Betty?
Holy Moses, have you joined the French army?
No, no. Have any of you been talking to reporters?
Why, certainly not. Frank, what...
All the late papers have the story of Robert's arrival in France.
Oh, no.
Who knew of it besides you?
We didn't tell anybody, Uncle Frank.
Well, I'm not so sure I didn't. Mom thought you told us to keep still about it, but when Dad folded up, she forgot.
Dot, what's the matter with Robert? Where is he?
Well, in his room. He's much better now.
Better? What do you mean?
Well, I'd engaged a new gardener at home, and the moment Robert saw him, he recognized him. And he almost collapsed.
What?
Oh, it was awful, Uncle Frank. Poor Daddy.
Yeah, he almost passed out.
Frank, the man was one of Robert's guards in that ruin. Heaven only knows what
torture. Good Lord, and I suppose the fellow heard you talking about him and vanished.
Yes, he must have heard us. I called the agency that sent him, but they didn't know anything about him.
They wouldn't. I'm sorry, Dot. It never occurred to me they'd go that far. I'll speak to Robert about it.
It was days before he was like himself again. Even now...
Uncle Frank, did you know somebody was still snooping around looking for that formula of Dad's?
Yes, but I suppose they knew it was somewhere in Egypt. This whole thing's very odd.
Don't you think Robert's safe here?
I may as well tell you, Dot. He'll never be really safe until we round up the people who are after that formula. Too bad they discovered he was here.
Oh, and I thought when Roxor died... That...
Yes, so did I. Bob, do you remember talking about your father to anyone... On the ship, for instance.
Oh, no, I don't. Hey, how did you know we didn't fly?
Well, Blackburn told me. He arranged your passage, you know.
Oh, I thought we'd been so careful. But Robert isn't even registered here with us.
I noticed that.
Oh, dear.
Well, it's done now, Dot. We'll just have to go on from here.
Can't we have dinner, Mother? Everything will be cold.
All right. Go and call Dad, will you, Bob?
Okay. He'll fall on his face when he sees you in that outfit, Uncle Frank.
Have you had dinner, Frank?
Yes. With a couple of the worst connivers unhung.
Is that why you're wearing that uniform? Who are they?
Well, let's not go into that, Betty. They've been disposed of.
Oh, but Uncle Frank.
Sit down, Betty.
I will have a cup of coffee with you, Don.
And for heaven's sake, tell me why you got us over here. I thought I must be losing my mind that day when I heard you talking to me.
I'm very glad you came. You're going with me to the Balkans, I hope.
The Balkans?
I'll tell you about it while you have dinner. Then...
Oh, I hope you'll take us out to see Paris.
I'd already planned that, Betty. To Montmartre.
Montmartre? Really?
That's right. To an honest-to-goodness gypsy cafe. You don't mind, Betty?
Well, except that I don't like to leave Robert here alone.
He always locks his door, Mother. And you know he never knows whether we're with him or not.
I forget you and Bob aren't used to that as I am. Well, all right, Frank.
I have to meet someone there, and I won't be so conspicuous if I have a party with me.
Well, you'll be conspicuous in that uniform.
No, I'm going to change. I have a room down the hall. I'd better do it now.
Oh, won't it be fun to see Paris? I've been dying to for simply years.
Well, at least you'll have one glimpse of it before you leave. Don't look so worried, Dot. It's later than those fellas think.
Where are we going, Uncle Frank?
We're here.
Huh?
Well, let's take this sidewalk table.
I thought it would be jammed, like those cafes in Cairo.
It'll be crowded later on. Sit down, Bob. Remember what I told you about not attracting attention.
Well, I'm just looking around.
What a gorgeous view of the city. Oh, I'd forgotten how beautiful Paris is.
Oh, look, Uncle Frank. There's a gypsy wandering all over. Do you suppose he's the one you're going to meet?
Betty. Gypsies always drift in and out of here.
I don't like this place. How long must we stay?
Well, just until I find you.
Frank!
What is it now?
Those two over by the piano. No, the man and the girl. They're looking at us in the strangest way. As if we might know them.
Well, they're just gypsy dancers.
The man reminds me of Abdallah.
No, you think everybody looks like Abdallah.
I do not. And anyway, a gypsy could look like him. Gypsies came from Egypt originally.
Nobody knows where they came from.
Don't stare at them like that.
Well, I should think they'd be used to people looking at them. Tourists, I mean.
I can't help thinking I have seen them somewhere before.
Look out into the street, Dot, as if you were talking about something else. Could the man be that gardener?
What? Oh, I don't think so.
In gypsy dress. Earrings in his ears. The kerchief on his head. Think, Dot.
Marco only worked for 2 or 3 days. I don't know.
Well, he's about the same size. I know that much.
Yes, but... Frank, we only got here today. If that's Marco, he must have left California before we did.
Could he possibly have known about Robert's last letter from Blackburn?
Oh, I suppose he could. You don't think about people listening to every word you say in your own home.
Marco was right outside the dining room windows when Daddy saw him.
Well, if that's who he is, no wonder the newspapers got word about Robert being here.
Oh, I can't imagine a man like that going around to the newspaper.
An innocent little newspaper story. Their whole organization knows Robert's working here. It's just the kind of thing they do.
Oh, look, dancing!
Mesdames et messieurs, la danse cigare.
Your name is Tondo?
Oh?
You are to know Romany, who dances, is agent of Brothers of the Scimitar. You understand?
Yes, I understand now.
You will see him in the mountains where you go.
I'll be watching for him.
But he is clever. He may not look like he does tonight.
Tell me how I shall know him. There is a way.
There is always a way, Tondo. Look for scar on his hand.
The alchemist of old spent his lifetime trying to change base metals into silver and gold. But now Chandu will teach you this secret of the ages. With his mystifying Assyrian money changer, you can change pennies into dimes. Chandu will send you this magic trick for just 25 cents and a White King box top. You place a penny on a table. Cover the coin with the mystic ruby block, the magic money-changing block. Utter the magic word, so coot. Then remove the block, and in place of the penny, there is a silver dime. You boys and girls will want to start your magic collection with this Assyrian money changer. Here's a fine pocket trick for you men to spring on your friends and business associates. And if you ladies want to be sure your guests have a good time at your next party, try entertaining them with Chandu's magic trick. Just send 25 cents in coin and a box top from White King Soap to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Make magic your hobby. Make White King your wash day soap. You'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Special musical effects are by Corla Pandit. The makers of White King invite you to listen again tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.